Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast brought to you by Corano Launch. Communication is key to everything we do. Accomplishing goals in a flash with an epic impact can be tough. Effective, intense, memorable human interactions can make or break your success. If you harness the power correctly, it can be the jolt to your business you've been waiting for. But how do we create an electric customer experience and harness the attention your message deserves? This is why we're here. Now get ready for the Electrify Your Message podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Electrify Your Message podcast. And with me today, we have a special guest, one of the leaders at one of our clients, Joe Slater from Gleaners Food Bank. And if you know anything about Central Indiana hunger and the corporations and the organizations that help hungry people in our area, you will definitely know Gleaners Food Bank here. And Joe, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today, dude. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Joe. I am excited to be here as well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Joe Slater, one of the leaders. Tell the listeners and tell us a little bit about what you do for Gleaners and really about the organization for people who don't know about Gleaners Food Bank.
Sure. So I'm responsible. I'm our chief financial and our chief operations officer, right? So if you really look at Gleaners, we are a nonprofit providing services for folks in need, primarily hunger relief services. We do that by functioning as a large wholesale distribution business. To give some order of magnitude, if you have a lot of corporate listeners, our annual revenues are around $150 million this past year. We distributed almost 100 million pounds of food through our distribution facility here on the southwest side of Indianapolis. And really my role is to keep all that moving, keep the business side going, make sure that we're efficient, that we're effective, that we're meeting targets, and that things are happening ultimately for the good of those people that we serve.
If you had to put a number on how many people you've helped in the last year with that 100 million pounds of food, what would you say?
Oh gosh. It is in the several hundred thousand number, easily. Yeah. Probably somewhere between 250,000 and 500,000 people.
Before we get into kind of how our products and text messaging helped Gleaners Food Bank over the last couple of months, about a year, what would you say the major issue with people in need of food is? Is there something that you can share with the listeners as, you know, we see this a lot and this is a big reason other than job loss because of COVID? Or is that not a factor? Kind of extrapolate on that.
It is. There's situational poverty and there is generational poverty, right? So situational poverty are things like you mentioned, Joe. Job loss could be some type of short-term health condition, right, that is straining on the income of a family. And most Hoosiers are not more than a paycheck or two away from some type of financial problem in the household. Generational poverty is a lot more complex, right? If you have issues with health, with physical disability, with educational lack of attainment, etc., it makes the equation much more difficult. What we try to look at, though, is the complexity of needs that people have. If they are showing up for food, for that basic human need of food, there is unquestionably several other things that they need as well. It could be health services, employment services, housing. There's a fairly long list of needs that people will have in addition to just food.
Makes your job a little bit harder.
Right.
To pinpoint, for sure. Well, I really appreciate you joining here because we want to talk about what Corano and K-Launch has done for Gleaners Food Bank in the short term that we've been working together. So just for comparison's sake, talk about what it was like before started working. What are some of the major issues that you came and pain points that you came to us with as a starting point for us to kind of work off of?
So really, we got together on this current initiative as a result of the pandemic. If you think of most of our food distribution prior to the pandemic, it is what your listeners might resonate with of an in-store shopping experience, right? There's certain food items available. You walk into a building, you select what items you want. You may have interaction with store staff, if you will, get those items and go to your car, go to the bus, walk down the street and go home with those. That's what it was before the pandemic. When the pandemic hit, we had to adjust in multiple ways. One of the biggest ways was, how do we continue to serve our clients in a low contact manner? So we had to pivot our distribution. We started building boxes of food with a variety of items, trying to meet the nutritional needs of a family, say for a period of a week, and having dry good items, then mixing perishable and others into that. We had to convert all of our distribution from an in-store experience really to curbside pickup. And then the big one where we started working on is a home delivery program. Before the pandemic, we did not have either of those two distribution models.
We often talk about that moment of the mayor of Indianapolis kind of announcing, hey, if you need food, call Gleaners Food Bank, but you are in no way a food distribution hub as much. I mean, you are a food distribution hub, excuse me, but you're not that. You actually work with partners and distributors around the city to get that out there. So for that to happen and for the mayor to put that call out, what was your first thought going through that?
Right. Our motto is to be a leader in the fight against hunger, right? So it's react and it's respond. But that call, and even just awareness of the need that people were having, put us in the news media a lot in March and April. So we would get calls all day, every day, almost 100 a day easily, of people asking for help with food. So we're a wholesaler. We do run a retail operation, I say bolted onto the front of the warehouse, right? But most of our activity is as a wholesale distributor to frontline, front end retail partners. But when people were calling, they were saying, I can't get out. I can't get to your location. I can't get to another location. I'm sick, or I'm in a high risk category. I'm elderly, I'm disabled. Because of the pandemic, there were so many more people that were homebound, were quarantined, were maybe quarantined because of contact tracing, and yet needed food because they had lost their job. Their income had been disrupted. So you take this weird factor, set of factors coming together at the same time, where we had a significant increase in need. And some of our counts of the households that we serve in central Indiana went up 7 times of what it was before the pandemic in a period of just several weeks, right? So a sharp increase in need. We knew we needed to modify what we called our traditional distribution structure with having pre-box materials, doing more of a curbside pickup versus an in-store shopping experience. But this home delivery, people calling saying, I can't get out anywhere, that for several weeks, honestly, was an unmet need. And we struggled with it. We didn't have that method of distribution. We didn't have the assets to do it. So finally, honestly, it was in an internal meeting that we had here. And I just said, we're going to solve this today. And grabbed a colleague of mine. And honestly, we sat down in her office and we said, okay, we just told everybody we're going to solve this. What do we do? And started brainstorming list of corporate partners that we had that we could turn to for help. And fairly quickly on the short list of that, knowing what you guys were doing, we turned to you and we said, guys, we need help. We have to have some mechanism of taking all these calls that are coming in, and we have to turn it around and get food out. We felt like we could operationalize the back end of that, but how could we gather the data that was coming in and create some type of order out of it? And that was really the eye opener that Josh Ross was on the phone with us, and he said, have you ever thought about text messaging? You know, the text message, short message text platform really will prevent you from having to set up a huge call center, and you don't have people on the phone taking phone calls all day, every day. And I was kind of knocked out of my chair saying, wow, that makes all the sense in the world, because we don't have the infrastructure, the ability to just, you know, build huge, huge phone banks. If people could text a need for help. And one of the things that people may not know is a lot of folks, most people, like 90% plus, have cell phones. There's been plans out there to get free cell phones of people, so they can text a message that they need food assistance through that short messaging. And then you guys really ran with it from there. You started building the prompt that goes back, building the form that people would fill out. It populated a database that then created routes for our drivers to go and do and deliver. And I could go on, but it was really that first call and reach out to you guys. You changed our way of thinking. And honestly, by the end of the within 48 hours, we had a home delivery program set up. You guys had the technology built, had it tested, and it was live and in production. It was just absolutely, absolutely amazing.
We want to be mission partners for things that you need. And that's why we're happy to do it, Joe. It was obviously something that we're really proud of. We talk about it often because we're big believers in helping others. We exist to help others. That's literally our motto. So thanks for sharing that story. We're obviously really proud of it, and we're happy that the partnership is going to continue in a bigger way to help understand your database and all that data that's coming in, because that's key to kind of point out is that it's all about data. It's all about understanding what's coming in and how to manage that. Otherwise, it's just chaos. And then you're trying to put calls to people and addresses, and human error comes into play. If you can automate these things, which is what we were planning to do and what we did, it makes it so much smoother, and your goals can get accomplished. And now this 7x need has been turned into another avenue for you guys to deliver, and what you call, which I love, it's the best, work yourself out of business. You got to work yourself to the point where there's no more hunger in this world. And that, what a great legacy you guys are leading. So we really appreciate that. That's what was your idea of text before that conversation? Because I feel like a lot of people don't understand that it has this ability, this innate ability to be flexible. What was it? What was your impression of text beforehand? Or maybe are you skewed now because you've been working with us so long?
Yeah, we really didn't have one, right? We were having calls come into our receptionist literally before this. And it was kind of that pain that we said, we need a solution for this. Had never thought of texting as a platform. We've used some text to give in certain events or fundraising situations, but beyond that, we hadn't really thought of that at all as a solution for the business problem that we were facing.
Yeah, operationally efficient, running these programs so it's able to hit your marks that we need to hit. That's a lot of people that talk to me often say, listen, Joe, this stuff is, you know, I'm not going to be spamming people. But when you look at it in this sense, it's like now all of a sudden it's a tool for help. And you're right. A lot of people do have those cell phones. So, and you would think for a long time, people don't have cell phones. They can't afford food. How could they have cell phones? But those free cell phone plans are really helping the future. And despite the pandemic and everything that we're going through together as a society, where do you see the future of Gleaners in 2021 as we move forward here? Obviously we're doing the texting stuff, and we're going to go into that a little bit, but where do you see for your organization?
Yeah, there's been a lot that we've learned. The two big things for us are perishable food, which is the most nutritious food, right? Produce, protein, and dairy. I call it ag products. Food banks and food relief organizations typically have been able to get donated or purchased low-cost shelf-stable items. Those tend to be not the items that are the most nutritious for our clients. They are not even the items that are the hardest for our clients to get with resources that they may have available. And in certain places where access is a challenge, getting fresh fruits and vegetables, lean meats, dairy, milk, et cetera, is hard to get. So operationally, we are working really hard to be able to handle and store and turn around perishable, nutritious food items. People that are food insecure have a disproportionate amount of health challenges, and a lot of that is from long-term impacts on their diet. So we really
overly processed food consumption.
Yep. Overly processed, not enough nutritious, again, fruits, vegetables, lean meat. And the interesting thing is, as a country, right, as a society, those are the things we produce. We have an abundance of ag products through the pandemic. And a lot of this was supply chain disruption, but it happens even without that. Dumping milk, taking produce that's grown and plowing it back under, chicken processing plants, something, you know, wasn't cut right to size, so things get landfilled. There's a lot of waste in the supply chain related to ag products. So we are doing a lot to step into that, to recover those at the source and make those available to our clients. So that is a huge one for us. Honestly, the other piece is our distribution network. So as I mentioned, we converted into curbside pickup and home delivery. We will return in-store shopping, right, at some point. But I think when we do that, we will not abandon curbside pickup and home delivery, because what we have found is we are capturing people that were food insecure before the pandemic. The ability to get in your car, stay in your car, quickly go through a drive-through line, get needed food items for your family and move on is a different experience than walking into a food pantry and getting food. So we are capturing people that had a need before, that we need to maintain that distribution arm, if you will. No different than a retailer, no different than a Kroger or Meijer or Walmart, right? They have curbside pickup, they have in-store shopping, and they have home delivery. We need to continue home delivery. There's always going to be people that are food insecure, that are challenged to get out. And we need to be able to serve those folks. One of the things I'm excited about, just to capture on the tech side real quick as we move forward, is we've, through the low contact distribution, we've also lost the ability to engage in dialogue with our clients, right? And before, albeit it was informal, right, we'd have staff or volunteers that could have a dialogue with somebody as they came into our into any one of the, you know, us or our partner stores, right, retail operations. I call them stores. You know, it's just a retail storefront. People aren't paying for food. They're getting food assistance. But you'd have a dialogue. You would understand if they needed something else, right? And even think bulletin board, right? Job placement or SNAP assistance or some type of education assistance. We ran a health clinic out of our food pantry side by side before this happened. And we need to be able to have a dialogue with our clients as we go forward. So we're going to take this same technology that you guys built, that Carano built for home delivery, and start to use it to be able to have a dialogue with our clients. So they're texting that they need food from us, we're giving them back some direction. We can text back, what else do you need, right? And we can connect them with partner organizations, whether it be for health, for job assistance, for training, for education, for any number of things that they need. And then we can gather data that will help us shape and grow and refine our programs. It'll help us know if the things we're doing have been helpful to them. So in a way that we've never been able to before, we can help our clients. We can refer them to other places. We can kind of take that informal dialogue that happened in a food pantry and formalize it and really make it more robust through the same technology platform that we're operating the home delivery program on now.
You nailed it on the head, man. Yeah, exactly what we want to do for you. And it's just, it's an unprecedented move for us and for you, just for the pure fact that we're trying to make a real impact on how people are being served. And the best part is, I love the fact that we can track what's happening, and maybe someone is maybe getting the help they need, and therefore they don't need the food assistance anymore. And now you can track that and ask them on one-on-one on a device. I did want to bring up the one fact that is really important to me, is that I find that it would be really hard for me, if I was insecure, to call somebody and ask for help. It would be hard for me to show my face and say, you know, because I mean, we can all imagine what that feels like. I've been blessed that I'm not food insecure. I'm healthy. We eat the good foods. We have money. But imagine in the other position, something happened and you now can't do it. I would be embarrassed, very much so. And that's hard for me to even say now, because I would hope I wouldn't be, but I can tell you I probably would be. And to be honest, having almost anonymous way of communicating would give me a little bit more strength, where I probably would have found. And I bet you're seeing the same thing from a perspective of where you guys are at. So
we are. Again, that's kind of my point earlier of, we're capturing people that we didn't capture before, because there's some greater level of privacy with people. But your point is still very valid. It's important. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, every day we show up to work trying to work ourselves out of a job. And with the tools that we now have available that we're using to be able to communicate with clients and get them referred to help, and then see how they're doing and follow up, right? We actually have a much better chance of, while we serve the line, we also want to reduce the line. And if we know why somebody is in the line, we can start to do the things that we need to do to help them not need to be in the line. If anybody needs to get in line, we're always going to be here for them, right? That's who we are and what we do. But believing that people really don't want to be in the line, we want to ask those questions. How can we help you in other ways, so that at some point you may not need what it is that we're doing for you today? And then be able to capture that information and refine programs and services accordingly. So again, to me, that's a very exciting way of, almost making lemonade out of lemons, right? 2020 has been a rough year. There's been a lot going on. We've all had to pivot and change and adapt, and we all see things in new ways and in different ways. And I feel great about being part of a team and working with partners that really have helped all of us react and get better as a result of it, right? We didn't just kind of hunker down and get through it. We've actually done a lot of things to get better for the long term. And I think that's the important thing coming out of this is working on this, working with partners like Carano and others, right? We're going to be better long term and be able to better serve the community.
Yeah, and we feel the same way. So we really appreciate it, Joe. Listen, we're gonna wrap it up here. Everybody needs to pay attention to 2021 with Gleaners and Carano. We're going to be working together on a number of different projects, but testing ground for, can we change the world? Can we do something different to help people stay out of the food need group? Where can people find out more information if they want to help Gleaners Food Bank, and ultimately if they need food, if they're listening and they need food?
Yeah, gleaners.org. That will refer people for when and where food distributions are taking place in the community. People can click the link to sign up to volunteer. All these distributions need help. It takes arms and legs to you actually still get the food out to people. And then they could donate. And there's probably listeners of yours that have stepped up and helped us this past year. And I just want to take a chance to say thank you to them. Anybody that's donated, anybody that's volunteered, that's been a part of our mission and what we're trying to do here in the community, thank you. We can't do it without your support, without your help.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe. We really appreciate it. And if people, I always say this, if people want to learn more, go to KLaunch.com. KLaunch.io, but you can also go and just text KLaunch to 55433. So that's one way we're doing it. And you know, people have been using your services for a long time, and we really appreciate it. And we wish you the best, man. You'll hear more from us later, guys. We definitely will be in touch. So, all right, Joe, we'll see you later. You want to say goodbye, end it out for us?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate the chance to talk about it. And wish the best to everybody. Thanks much.
All right, Joe. See you later. See you next time, folks. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at KLaunch can do for you, simply text KLaunch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.